So this question discussed the genesis of a particular poem for the fish house. My grandfather was a geographer and a history teacher. When he was alive, my mother was always buying him these big nonfiction books, which he would say he read and enjoyed. At one point, she started buying me these types of books, too. One of them, The Path Between the Seas by David McCullough, I carried with me from apartment to apartment for over 10 years until I finally cracked it open and was immediately swept away. The prose was beautiful, and the story was shocking, actually, and I remember highlighting sentences with a pink marker and getting the idea that I wanted to do a poem series with his sentences as a title. That's how Theodore Roosevelt Never Returned to Panama, He Never Saw the Panama Canal came about. I was thinking about concepts related to borders, colonialism, capitalism, canals, walls, and bodies at a writing residency in Vermont called Marble House. A ballet dancer from New York suggested that I read the work of Dr. Karen Barad, a professor of the history of human consciousness at the University of California, Santa Cruz. I began to read her papers on matter, ethics, and the movement of energy, and was so profoundly excited by the language and, from what I could see, the lyrical connections to canals, water, borders, and my own understanding of the world. That's how this poem, Theodore Roosevelt, came to be.